Welcome, cowpokes and folks, to the Morning Ag News for today, October 18th, on the Colorado Ag News Network and Farmcast Radio. This is Tucker Ulmer, and here's what's making it to the top of the barn in Ag News this Friday morning, and it's presented by the Colorado Farm Bureau. An American Farm Bureau official says the November election and the difficulty of rulemaking could push the 45Z tax credit rule for biodiesel and sustainable aviation fuel past a November 1st deadline. The calendar tells the story. AFB Director of Government Affairs Joe Gilson.
A lot of focus right now in Washington, D.C. is on the election. And, you know, we're not sure that they're going to meet that November 1st timeline.
That complicates things, not just sustainable aviation fuel production, but also that of biodiesel and renewable diesel.
The longer these rules go, the less guidance that these biodiesel and renewable diesel plants will have. And they're not sure how to price that soybean oil right now because there's a lot of uncertainty around the tax credit structure.
And there is more uncertainty about the power structure in the nation's capital.
We are less than 3 weeks away from an election. And so whoever the next administration is and whatever the makeup of Congress is will have a big say in how these rules are written.
Gilson says the Farm Bureau feels the Biden administration can provide farmers and biofuel producers with certainty and a major new market before leaving office. That's a key reason AFB President Zippy Duvall and other farm leaders met with the president's climate advisor, John Podesta, at the White House just a few days ago. In other news, a new economic study paints a troubling picture of the potential results a new U.S.-China trade war could have on hundreds of thousands of rural communities. It shows that American-imposed tariffs would come on a steep cost to American farmers and ranchers while benefiting Brazil and Argentina. The study was commissioned by the American Soybean Association and the National Corn Growers Association and showed an immediate drop in corn and soy exports to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars. Brazil and Argentina would immediately step in to claim the lost market share. The study highlights the dangers that come with broad tariffs on imports, says NCGA lead economist Krista Swanson. While launching tariffs may seem like an effective tool, they will boomerang and cause unintended consequences. ASA chief economist Scott Garrett says the study shows a significant trade war would easily compound the challenges placing stress on America's producers. We're going to step away with a word from our sponsors, but coming up after this, some more ag news. The Managed Grazing for Better Soil and Plant Health Workshop with Jim Garrish, October 29th at the West Greeley Conservation District office in Greeley, Colorado. Limited space is available. Please RSVP by October 18th. For more information, visit the website of WGCD.org. The West Greeley Conservation District, helping landowners be good stewards of the land.
Farming is more than your investment. It's your way of life. Let Premier Farm Credit help mitigate the risk with multi-peril crop insurance. With 50 years experience, we offer fast, reliable service that will make protecting your investment easy. Give us a call at 522-5295 or look us up at premieraca.com. Premier Farm Credit, the gold standard. Premier Farm Credit Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
Preserving the past and cultivating the future. January 28th through the 30th of 2025 is the Colorado Farm Show, where you'll find the latest agricultural equipment to hit the field all in one place. There'll be over 100,000 square feet of exhibits from over 300 vendors you know and trust. 60-plus engaging speakers covering a variety of topics affecting the agricultural community. You can connect with other producers and create long-lasting relationships. The 2025 Colorado Farm Show, January 28th through the 30th.
Being a Colorado Farm Bureau member has its benefits. From outstanding insurance to products and services, Farm Bureau members have access to an extensive member benefits program. Take advantage of these benefits and go to ColoradoFarmBureau.com.
Welcome back into the Morning Ag News segment. It's again presented by the Colorado Farm Bureau. Hurricanes Helene and Milton have had devastating impacts on the southeastern United States. Communities in many states are facing unprecedented challenges. Many areas were left in ruins, including severed communication lines and local support systems struggling to respond to the crisis. In recognition of the critical need for mental health support during these challenges, AgriSafe is offering farm response training seats at no cost to those providing counseling services to ag communities communities affected by the hurricanes. This training will assist in providing the best possible care to the state's agricultural communities impacted by disaster. It's vital to not skip mental health while trying to make a physical recovery. AgriSafe's Farm Response Program equips health professionals to foster resilience and instill hope in agricultural communities that are in desperate need for both. For more information and to access open seats, go to agrisafe.org. Farm Response is listed in the Suicide Prevention Resources Best Practices Registry. In other news, USDA's Undersecretary for Rural Development, Dr. Basil Gooden, announced nearly $173 million in funding to connect rural residents, farmers, and business owners in the Dakotas and eight other states to high-speed internet. Keeping the people of rural America connected with reliable high-speed internet brings new and innovative ideas to the rest of our country and creates good-paying jobs, Gooden says. Thanks to the Reconnect program, we are connecting with the most rural and remote communities in our country to a global marketplace. He also says the funding will drive economic security and rural prosperity for generations to come. The Reconnect program is designed specifically to fund the most difficult high-speed internet projects in the nation in the most rural, remote, and underserved communities. The USDA has invested more than $4 billion in 345 Reconnect projects that will help bring high-speed, reliable internet access to more than 600,000 people throughout rural America. And finally, the USDA says turkey eggs in incubators in the United States as of October 1st were down 9% from October 1st of last year. Eggs in incubators were down 2% from September of this year, a total of 25 million eggs. Turkey poults hatched during September 2024 in the United States totaled 20.4 million. That is down 5% from September of last year. Poults hatched were down 1% from the August figure of 20.7 million poults. The 18.2 million net poults placed in September 2024 in the United States were down 5% from the number placed during the same month in the year earlier. Net poult placements were down 10% from August of this year's total of 20.1 million. As far as feed options in the future, a 2024-25 USDA feed outlook is for reduced supplies despite an increase in output. Sorghum supplies were raised but offset by lower corn carry-in. Well, that's going to do it for today's stories. For more information on these, plus the latest national, regional, and more Colorado Ag news, you can open the barn doors online at barnmedia.net. Have a fantastic Friday, a wonderful weekend, and thanks for making the barn part of it.